Well, you're going to get a chance to meet a guy you've seen around all the time, and it's about time you put a name to the face. We're talking about Kalispell City Parking Enforcement Officer Dave Hunton. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. Yeah. Now, you see this guy whipping around in that three-wheeler, and man, I tell you, I think you take your life in your hands every day.
Yeah, if I get hit, I'll probably be on the losing end.
Oh, boy. And I suspect that you could be a former hockey player because that thing that you marked the tires with, you know,
they're
kind of shaped
stick.
Like a hockey stick.
Just practice.
Yeah.
Did you invent that thing?
No, the former parking enforcement officer actually invented it. I just modified it.
All right.
That's a fantastic thing.
Well, you know, I've gotten nailed a couple of times, and I deservedly so, but I felt better this morning. The city manager says got me too.
Well, you know, this is the alternative to those pesky parking meters.
Yeah, it is. And it's harder to monitor the parking meters, and cost-wise, it's very expensive for the city.
And, of course, the whole idea here is we want to keep the street barn strike parking. We want to keep it moving. We want to keep spaces open for our local merchants.
Absolutely. It's good for, you know, people to be able to come downtown, but it's also good for everybody to be able to get downtown and park.
Sure.
That's why the two-hour limit.
I want to kind of come to an understanding is how you work this, because there's got to be a system to the way you do this.
Yeah, there's a pattern I go through, and I write down my times at various areas, and the east side, the west side. And then at the end, 2 hours and 5 minutes later, I start back at that spot again and go through. If my orange mark is still there, it's a ticket.
Then you got to stop.
That's right.
See, so then it becomes 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah. By the end, it's sometimes 2 hours and 20, 2 hours and 30 minutes, depending on how many tickets I write.
I always worry that my tire is marked. I go around the block, and when I park, that the mark is showing again. But I guess it gets worn off.
It gets worn off, and I can tell when it's moved.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, and I know that kind of, you know, what are you going to do? When I've gotten a ticket, it's easy. I just walk across the street and put the envelope in the box.
Well, the ticket is an envelope. You can put a stamp on it, mail it back to KPD. You can drop it by KPD, or there's several red boxes around town. One in the parking lot. There's one on 2nd. There's one over by the Grand Hotel. And there's one by the Valley Bank parking lot. You can drop them in there, and they're picked up.
So how did you get to a gig like this?
Well, I started with the sheriff's office in 1992. I spent 25 years in jail. I worked the jail as a line officer, transport officer, court officer, line sergeant, and chief detention officer. And after 25 years, I retired. And I retired when this job came up.
I see. I would seem to me to be a pretty difficult job working inside a jail.
Yeah, it has its challenges.
Yeah, I as a security police officer in the Air Force, I worked in the stockade exactly 2 days, and I was conned at least 5 times.
Oh yeah, that's just part of the game. You know, they're playing a game. We have a job to do, and that's safety and security of the inmate.
But I mean, they all have a story to tell, and they're going to try it on you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know? Just like anybody. I mean, I hear it with parking tickets.
Well, sure. You just have to use your common sense, I guess. But still, you have to realize that there are laws and there are rules and regulations you got to follow.
I've had people, just yesterday, somebody left me a note. Hey, I locked my keys in my car. Mm-hmm. I can't, you know, I'm working on it. I didn't give them a ticket. They were over 2 hours. That's, I understand. I mean, everybody has a life and everything going on different in their lives.
And I know that it's 2 hour parking here. And when I've gotten distracted in the middle of doing something, instead of leaving it by normal time, that's when I get in trouble. Being a good Samaritan, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens to everybody. And if it's close, if it's 2 hours and 6 minutes, 2 hours and 7 minutes, and you're walking to your car, hey, have a good day. Mm-hmm. You know, I've told a few, It's been 2 hours and 30 minutes. You earned this one.
Okay, dude.
What about, I guess the question is, do you run into some people who are really get nasty at you?
Sometimes.
How do you calm that situation down?
It depends on the person. Sometimes you talk to them. Sometimes you just have to walk off. Of course, mm-hmm. I've had confrontations for 25 years in the jail, and so it's fairly routine to deal with folks, mm-hmm. and you deal with them. They're upset at the time.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Usually, an hour later, they're probably not upset, but mm-hmm. I understand.
Yeah, you just hand them the ticket and leave.
Yeah, sometimes, or I'll explain to them. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
And sometimes, okay. I've had people from out of town get really mad when they get a ticket. How much is this? $10. Oh, I pay more than that to park in Seattle or wherever.
Yes. I mean, you take out a second mortgage to park in some places in Seattle.
I remember when I lived in L.A., seeing Mike Kerb, the record company president, pull up with his car in front of the loading zone at the airport and go catch a plane because it was cheaper to pay for the tow fee and everything than it was to pay for the parking when he was gone.
He knew where his car was when he got back.
Yeah, I guess, and it was inside of a locked, enclosed area. Oh, boy.
Well, Dave, it's kind of cool to get to meet you finally because we see you rambling around here all the time. What do people say to you when they see you rambling around? They kind of give you a look or what?
Yeah, there's people who aren't downtown much, and they look at the little three-wheeler that I'm tooling around in, and they're curious, and they watch what I do. Mm-hmm. Other people sometimes, hey, what's that mark for? 2-hour parking, mm-hmm. And it's out-of-towners, don't mm-hmm. understand.
Yeah. Any close calls driving that little guy?
Oh, yeah. I've had people open their doors into me.
Ooh.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of more people crashing into you.
No, usually I'll sit at lights when they turn green and make sure everybody stops before I go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's the opening the doors. People need to be aware, not just me, just anybody. Mm-hmm. When you open your door, it's your responsibility.
Now, it isn't a very wide vehicle, and so you can be doing your job and other people drive around you.
They can. Some people do. Some people... I'll pull over when I look back and see too many cars.
Gosh, fascinating job you have. How long do you continue on doing this job, do you think?
4 or 5 more years.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, sometimes it gets cold in the wintertime.
Both John and I have retired, and we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't like it.
Well, I have a sentimental attachment to the money. I don't know if that figures into it, but you always go, well, hey, I could use some more money.
So I see you pulling up every day over here in front of the public safety building.
Uh-huh.
Now, you got to check in or?
Yeah, I come in and I check out my body camera and, check to see what's going on, check my email, and then go down to the city shop and pick up my little... Mm-hmm. Go for it, is what
now,
it's called.
Oh, you do have a body camera. That's what that is.
Yeah.
All right.
See, now I noticed, I don't know if I had a mark yesterday. Well, no, it wasn't yesterday, day before. And, or recently, and it was really bad weather. And I thought, is he out doing that stuff? But there weren't as many cars on the street either. So,
when it's raining, actively raining, the chalk just builds up and you can't put chalk on it. Everybody will hear now that when it's actively raining, I can't mark. So, but
yeah, I would imagine the merchants here in downtown are pretty thankful for the work you do.
Some of them have expressed that. Some of the workers working in those places that try to park out front
have to move their cars.
Well, what's your best advice to people who work downtown as to where to park?
Parking downtown is, it is a challenge for anybody working downtown or coming downtown. Yeah. It's just try to remember, we all have phones. Set your phone for 2 hours and come out and move it.
We checked on availability at the KM building when we were first moving down here.
Oh, yeah.
The waiting list is how long?
Months.
Yeah.
Months.
Well, in some cases, it's that for the city lots, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where we were looking at the city.
So, you know, the whole idea is we want to keep merchant people going in to see the merchants. Yeah. So the merchants, they understand, move your car, you know.
Yeah. But so. we tried to put some more parking over here, free parking over on the side streets.
We've worked with the parking board and to try to free up spots where people can go and have free parking. And sometimes it's a little bit of a walk, and not everybody's willing to do that, especially in the wintertime. But there are some areas that have been opened up.
Dave, are you a sworn officer?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm basically the parking, I'm civil, like a civil officer.
Yeah.
And I was the same, that was the same way as a detention officer. I was non-sworn.
Okay. But you are a member of the Kalispell Police Department?
I am.
Okay. So that that was kind of a change, too, a few years ago when you were, I guess, assigned to the parking commission?
No. I was with the jail, and then the parking commission, I never was with the parking commission. They had disbanded by the time I started.
I see. Okay.
With the parking commission, that was, I believe, was more of a private entity that took care of it before the police department took it over.
Okay. Yeah, I remember when that happened. I guess that was before, while you were still jailing people.
Correct.
Okay. Well, it's great to get to know you and great to understand the efforts that you put into, you know, the work that you do, because it is, you're doing it to protect everybody.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, I look at it as an ambassador for the police department and for the city, and just try to keep everybody moving, keep everybody happy, the merchants, the people downtown, the workers, anybody that comes downtown.
It's probably a fun job, except when it's really nasty weather.
Yeah, I enjoy it. And even after being in jail for 25 years, being outside is a joy, cold or hot.
That's right.
All right.
Well, now we know that he goes by out here and we get tickets from time to time, but we know the rules.
Yep.
And
you know,
that's the way it is.
Yeah. And next time you see Dave Hutton and his three-wheeler, wave it.
I'll give you a
say
salute.
Hi.
Yeah, anybody, say hi. If I have time, I'd be willing to talk to you. Sometimes I'm on a time schedule, and I'll wave and keep going.
All right. Dave, good to meet you, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Back on his time schedule.
Yeah.